This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will today brief members of all party delegations being sent abroad as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. Earlier, the government had announced to send 7 multi-party delegations to various countries to present India's firm stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. More from our correspondent.
7 all-party delegations comprising 59 members of parliament are scheduled to visit key partner countries, including members of UN Security Council, from tomorrow to 5th of next month. The delegations will be led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, BJP MPs Ravi Shankar Prasad and Vijayant Panda, JDU leader Sanjay Jha, DMK leader Kanimuyi Karunanidhi, Supriya Sule of NCP SP and Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde. The delegations will visit a total of 32 countries, which include US, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, Algeria, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Denmark, Brazil, Colombia, South Korea, Japan and Singapore. During the 10-day visit, the Indian delegations will project the country's national consensus and resolute approach to combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. They will carry India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism to the international community. With Bhupendra Singh Diwakar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Border Security Force has announced that the retreat ceremony will resume at all 3 joint check posts along the Punjab frontier starting today. According to the BSF, the ceremony will be open exclusively to media persons today and will be resumed for the general public from tomorrow. The retreat ceremonies at Atari, Husainiwala and Satki had been suspended for the public on the 8th of this month. More from our correspondent.
The decision to suspend the retreat ceremony was taken a day after India conducted Operation Sindoor, targeting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. The Border Security Force, however, has said that the gates between the two nations will remain shut on the Indian side. There will be no ceremonial handshake between the Indian Guard commander and his counterpart from the Pakistan Rangers after the lowering of flags at sunset, as was the norm. At the same time, farmers with fields across the border fence will be allowed to till their land, but under strict conditions. BSF officials have held meetings with such farmers in various sectors on Punjab border, and those willing to cultivate their land will be permitted to do so, but under heightened vigilance and for a limited time period. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today urged vice chancellors, professors and students to join the nationwide campaign Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, which is scheduled to commence on the 29th of this month. Addressing the conference of vice chancellors of agricultural universities and directors of Indian Council of Agricultural Research, ICAR, institutes in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan added that the primary focus of the government is to promote science-based agricultural transformation. Calling ICAR the Temple of Agriculture, Mr. Chauhan said the direction of research will be decided based on the farming of the farmers and their needs.
प्रधानमंत्री जी का संकल्प है विकसित भारत. ये विकसित भारत शब्द नहीं है, मेरे लिए मंत्र है. विकसित भारत के लिए विकसित कृषि और समृद्ध किसान. हिंदुस्तान की कल्पना खेती के बिना नहीं की जा सकती, और इसलिए हम सबका उद्देश्य एक, देश की खाद्य सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित करना, देश के अन्न के भंडार भी भरेंगे और दुनिया का फूड बास्केट भी भारत को बना के रहेंगे, और किसानों की आजीविका सुनिश्चित करें. खेती को फायदे का धंधा बनाना ही है, नहीं तो कौन खेती करेगा.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said a right balance is needed between market regulation and freedom, especially as India increasingly relies on domestic growth levers amid rising geopolitical and environmental challenges. While addressing the 16th annual day of the Competition Commission of India in New Delhi, the finance minister noted that in recent years the world has witnessed a series of wide-ranging disruptions, making the need for strong, responsive and forward-looking institutions. India has been awarded the Certificate of Elimination of Trachoma as a Public Health Problem by the World Health Organization at the 78th World Health Assembly in Geneva. This recognition is a testament to India's sustained efforts in disease elimination, preventive health care and commitment to ensuring health for all. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will face Rajasthan Royals at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.